On this day in 1941, Duke Ellington recorded a bunch of new songs in a Hollywood studio, and one of them, written by a shy Pittsburgh kid with big eyeglasses, became a big hit. Take the A-Train became the Duke Ellington Orchestra's theme song and marked the beginning of a decades-long partnership between Ellington and that shy young songwriter.
I'd like you to meet and say hello to Billy Strayhorn, my writing and arranging companion. Billy Strayhorn, my friend.
Billy Strayhorn first met Ellington in Pittsburgh in 1938. Duke liked the young pianist and songwriter so much that he invited him to his home in New York. Strayhorn used the directions, take the A-Train to Sugar Hill in Harlem, to show Ellington that he could write a song about anything. The new tune came in handy. In 1940, the Duke Ellington Orchestra found it couldn't perform its old songs on the radio because of a dispute between radio stations and ASCAP, an organization representing songwriters and music publishers. Ellington brought in Strayhorn and son Mercer Ellington, who weren't members of ASCAP, to create a new catalog. Strayhorn thought A-Train was too old, but Mercer Ellington saved it from the trash. This is considered the definitive recording of Take the A-Train. Duke Ellington led on the piano, and trumpeter Ray Nance would play the best-known solo of his career. Billy Strayhorn's Take the A-Train, recorded by the Duke Ellington Orchestra, February 15, 1941. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.